So I'm Ron the White, and we are in, well, sort of between Newport and Cowes at the Old Tank Museum.
Yeah.
And we're here with...
Matt Kitchen, General Manager, Southern Vectis.
And the big excitement today is obviously the new Route 1.
Yes, it is. Yes, thank you for coming down. We're launching our new Route 1 today, officially. And the new timetable starts this coming Sunday on the 15th.
And then some bells and whistles. I can see a Wi-Fi sticker on the bus.
Yes, the new vehicles we've invested in. Half of them we are fitted with Wi-Fi, so our single deckers that are going through to connect with the RedJet, they will all have free Wi-Fi on board. In fact, it's actually gone live. I've tested it myself commuting, and it's a really good speed, actually. Really, really pleased with it, and hopefully our customers will be too.
And that's to sort of keep people connected, because have they got it on RedJet? I don't think they have they?
I don't believe so at the moment. Yeah. I'm sure it will come. And but it's about giving people the opportunity to use their time productively. It's an advantage over car. You can't really surf whilst you're driving a car, so why not get on the bus instead and use that time productively?
Okay, and well, I guess you can sit down on the car as well, of course, but yeah. But use your hands.
Yes.
And can use your brain for other things.
Yes.
Okay, and there's a collection of buses here. I'll put some photos up as well. But it's sort of through the history of buses on the island, a slice of that rather than the whole thing.
Indeed. We've got a selection of buses down here. Starting our oldest vehicle we brought down is from 1952. Right through to the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, right up to present day. All of them have served Route 1 down between Newport and Cowes, and all of them have gone through the famous Fountain Yard Arch at some point.
Right. And that's something you've mocked up here today.
It is, yeah. We've decided to give people a taster of what our drivers, what it's like to drive through Fountain Yard Arch, and we've mocked up the arch here, so hopefully people will be having a go later.
And it's the tightest turn in the UK, you think?
Yeah, we believe it's probably the tightest place that a bus goes in the UK on a regular bus route, and we go through at the moment every 7 minutes.
Right, but slowly and carefully.
Yes, very slowly, very carefully, very gingerly, and after a lot of training.
Now, so the mock-up today with I know that we sort of knocked some ideas around of, hey, wouldn't it be fun to get people to drive through a mock-up arch? But it's brilliant you've done it.
It is. It's all thanks to you, Simon. It was your suggestion.
But the idea is for people who've got absolutely no experience of driving buses to have a go of a non-destructive arch.
Yes, it is. It's a couple of water butts that we brought down. So if people do have a little accident, it's not going to matter too much. And all you're going to do is spill a bit of water.
Okay.
And for those who aren't quite brave enough, we'll give people the opportunity to just drive around the car park we have here.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to that. Now, the one thing I did notice on the older buses, you said they're all Route 1s. Was the what is now known as the Route 1 the Route 2 before that? Because they've got two on the front.
Yes, there was a selection of routes. Obviously, route numbers have changed through the ages as the network has grown up and developed. And the network's adapted, so ferry times have changed, the routes have changed over a period, but it's been known as Route 1 now really since almost 10 years. It's been a regular Route 1 running between Cowes and Newport.
Okay. The final question I had was, I know that you said you're going to be changing, there's going to be some single deckers for the Route 1, some double deckers.
Yes.
One, when do they run? When does it alternate? And what's the reason you changed it?
Right. Well, we've been consulting with our regular customers on the route now for over 12 months. And the feedback that we had very strongly was that people wanted more capacity. And they wanted the opportunity to be able to sit down and on the route and stand, because it's a very busy route in the peaks. So what we've done, we've effectively split the route in two. On the common sections, it's still going to run up to every 7 minutes, but alternate. One journey is going to be a double decker between Newport and Cowes, running via the medical centre and Newport Road. That's going to run on that section every 15 minutes, as it does now, but with a double decker, which will give approximately 50 more seats per journey. And then on the slightly quieter section of the route via Roundhouse, again, that's going to run every 15 minutes as it does now, but with our brand new MIDI buses that will fit through the arch and then maintain the connection to RedJet. And we've created a timetable so that we make sure that we meet every single RedJet throughout the day.
Okay, brilliant. And MIDI means a sort of You don't want to call it a small one.
It's a technical term that we use. It's not a minibus.
Okay.
It's somewhere in between a minibus and a full-size single-deck bus.
Okay.
But these buses, we think they're the only style of bus that will currently fit through the arch.
Okay, you had to scour the whole bus manufacturing world to find.
It took us quite a few months to go through and analyse various different types of buses on the market and compare drawings quite carefully, and the manufacturers were very kind, but they lent us buses to test.
Oh, right.
So that we found one that fitted.
Right, okay. Yeah. Brilliant. Okay, thanks a lot for your help.